Next item on the agenda is Jack T. Stillman, 02-1978.
Mr. Stillman is requesting authorization to modify his existing permit so as to allow his existing enclosed floating boathouse be relocated from its currently authorized location to a private pier on his adjacent lot situated along Woodis Creek in Matthews County. Project is protested by a nearby property owner. Project location, this is the East River. This is Woodis Creek. A closer view. Project's located along the east side of the creek. This is a 2007 aerial photo. This is the enclosed floating boathouse here. And this is the pier he'd like to move it to. On May 27th of 2003, the commission considered Mr. Stillman's original application to construct a 20-foot by 40-foot enclosed floating boathouse adjacent to his existing property or existing pier at his property situated along Woodis Creek at 2564 Glebe Road. That project was protested by Mr. and Mrs. Dutton, the owners of a parcel located across from the creek. This is Dutton's property here. After careful deliberation, the commission voted 5-4 to approve the original project with several special conditions. One of the conditions specified that the structure was only authorized at the specified location adjacent to the permittee's pier. A second condition stated that the structure shall be removed if the present boat no longer existed. And a third condition stated that the sale or transfer of the boathouse to another owner or relocation of the boathouse would void the permit. This is the existing boathouse at the permitted location. It's a floating enclosed structure. Those sides are kind of translucent. The special conditions were recommended in our staff evaluation due to the mobile nature of the floating boathouse. We were concerned that the boathouse could easily be moved from one location to another. We were also concerned that the floating boathouse could easily be sold to another party and redeployed at another location. Although we felt that the enclosed boathouse was appropriate at the requested location and for the specific purpose of protecting Mr. Stillman's wooden vessel, we were concerned the structure may not be appropriate at a different location or for a different use. This was the plan view from the original application. In red was the obviously the boathouse location. These are the this is the current modification drawing. In orange is where the boathouse currently resides. In yellow is where he'd like to move it. Mr. Stillman owns a lot with a smaller house and an existing pier on the lot adjacent to the permitted location of the boathouse. He's currently in the process of selling this property. And has requested authorization to modify the permit to allow the boathouse to be moved approximately 220 feet and secure to the pier on his adjacent lot. These are those special conditions in the permit that was approved back in 2003. Mr. Stillman is aware he cannot sell the boathouse with the property, and he still owns the wooden boat for which the boathouse was initially approved. He also explains that he lives part-time in the smaller home and that relocating the boat and boathouse would allow him to supervise repairs to the boat without having to travel to the adjacent lot. Mr. Stillman must use supplemental oxygen for health reasons, and he says it's difficult for him to get to the other pier where the boathouse is currently permitted to be located. He's also aware that he cannot sell the boathouse to another party without obtaining a permit modification. And we've informed him that the added protection needed for his wooden vessel was a primary factor in the commission's decision to allow the enclosed boathouse. He's concerned that if he sells the house and that his requested modification is not allowed, he'd have no alternative but to dismantle the boathouse. This is an aerial that was shown during the original commission hearing in 2003. In yellow is the site of the floating boathouse. This is where he'd like to move it. The Dutton's property is here in the foreground. Mr. and Mrs. Dutton objected to the original application, and they object to the proposed modifications for the same reasons as they objected to the original proposal. They note that they have an enclosed boathouse at their property, but they explain that that boathouse was constructed by a previous owner in the 60s, and most of the current residents along the creek bought their properties knowing that that boathouse existed. The Duttons said that one reason they purchased their property was the existence of the large enclosed boathouse, since they believe that that was the only way to obtain an enclosed boathouse under the current regulatory policies. The Duttons state that that Mr. Stillman's boathouse adversely affects their view of the creek from their property. This is another aerial from 2003. This is the site where it's currently located. This is where he'd like to move it. And again, this is the Duttons' property. The Duttons also noted in their recent letter that a recent real estate advertisement listing the Stillman property states that the floating boathouse may be purchased separately. They believe this demonstrates a disregard for the VMRC permit. Mr. Dutton also called our office recently to notify us that Mr. Stillman had moved the boathouse to the adjacent property. We contacted Mr. Stillman after hearing that he'd moved the boathouse to the adjacent pier without prior authorization from the commission. He apologized and said he had moved it because he had a potential buyer for the house and he knew it could not be sold with the house. We told him it needed to be returned to the permitted location, and he had it moved back within a few days. I conducted a site visit on September 8th and confirmed that the boathouse had been moved back to the authorized location. Another area looking up Woodis Creek. Again, for reference, this is where the boathouse currently resides. This is where he'd like to move it to, in Dutton's property. No other objections have been received in response to the public notice or the notice sent to the nearby property owners along the creek. The project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and no state agencies have commented.
Chip, can you go back to that last aerial for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
One question. Point to me where the Dutton's residence is, just so yes. I make sure.
I don't know the extent of it, but I think it's...
No, the residence.
Residence is right here. Yes, right here.
And that's the enclosed boathouse to the...
Yes, that's the enclosed boathouse. I've got a ground shot from the pier looking back.
And the applicant wishes to move... The right. Boathouse farther away from the residence?
Right, from here to here.
Proceed.
This is looking down the creek, generally in a southwest orientation. This is, again, Dutton's boathouse, their residence, two locations. This picture was taken last year of the boathouse at its permitted location. Is inside of the boathouse, just for see what it looks like. In this shot, I'm standing at the permitted location looking towards where it will be relocated if authorized. And it will be on the landward side of that inboard finger pier. In this shot, I'm looking from the where he'd like to place it. This is the existing boathouse, and this is the Dutton's property. Although we typically recommend that private boathouses be constructed with an open-sided design, when staff reviewed the original application several years ago, we felt the enclosed boathouse was acceptable due to the need for some added protection for wooden vessels. We also felt that the construction of the boathouse on floats that rise and fall with the tide served to minimize the height requirement and somewhat mitigate the visual obstruction. The proposed new site is very close to the currently authorized location, and Mr. Stillman still plans to use the boathouse to protect his wooden vessel. Therefore, we believe all of the factors that led us to our previous recommendation are essentially unchanged. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the modification as proposed. We recommend further that all other existing permit conditions remain in effect. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Chip? I think that was a pretty good review. Thank you, sir. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth self to God.
Yes, I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Gary Bunce with Marine Contracting.
Okay.
The one reason that we want to protect this boat is it has historical value. It was built in 76 in Matthews County by Edward Diggs. It has a lot of historical value to Matthews County. It was built in 76, so it's called the Spirit of 76. It is an antique wooden boat, and one of the reasons we want to move the boathouse too is Mr. Stemmons on oxygen, and he can't get to the other site, which is being sold anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
All
right. Any questions of Mr. Bunch? Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Schick.
The water depth is adequate on the, what is it, 2.5, 3 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the contractor that built the covered
building? Correct. So.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of the project? Anyone in opposition to the project? Would you come forward, please? Good morning.
Morning.
Are both of you going to testify?
Yes.
Would you both rise, please? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Thank you. Sir, can you state your name for the record and proceed, please?
My name is John Dutton, and I live across the creek from the proposed relocation.
Ma'am, you can have a seat if you want to. You don't have to stand while he's testifying. Thank you.
First of all, I want to say that I have worked with Chip on a couple projects, and I find him to be very, very helpful and appreciate his work.
We thank you.
I want to say thank you also for this opportunity to talk today. I have some handouts here for you to.
Thank you.
I'm here today speaking for myself and for my wife, Rennie, as adjacent property owners, and also with me today is Martha Cummings, who is another adjacent property owner, and I'd like her to come up and say a word.
My name is Martha Cummings. My husband George and I live next door to Jack Stillman on his side, not across the creek. We have been actively involved in the program that Mr. Dutton has put together to present to you. We fully support it. Where it will affect Mr. Dutton's view a little bit less, moving the boathouse to this new location, it will affect us more. It will. Is there any way I can get that other picture up here of the aerial view to show?
The aerial?
That would probably be the best one.
Got it. I've got one from the other direction. Let's see.
Probably the other one. This one right here. This is, again, where the boathouse currently is. This is where he would like to move it, and this is our property right here. So it will directly affect our view of the creek. I understand very clearly that Mr. Stillman is on oxygen. I also know that he has a golf cart that can take him easily to wherever he needs to go. I'll turn it over to Mr. Dutton and he can finish. And again, we fully support what Mr. Dutton is about to say. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I put this together so I can do this quickly and not wander around. On page one, my wife and I object to the presence of the boathouse on any at any location on Woodis Creek. Basically, we think that the boathouse detracts from Lot A, which is the investment property that we purchased at Point out there. This is a picture of the of Woodis Creek and the boathouse from that property. Page two, we've respected and honored the decision you made about this matter on May 27, 2003. It was disappointing, but nevertheless, we respected and honor it. And I'm here today to respectfully request that you take firm steps to assure that, one, the pattern of ongoing disregard of your decisions by Mr. Stillman and Mr. Bunch does not continue, and two, there will be no possibility that the boathouse will become a permanent fixture on Woodis Creek. Here's a brief recap. Page three. In 2002, Mr. Bunch, a licensed marine contractor, began construction of Mr. Stillman's boathouse without a permit. The approved boathouse, as I understand it, is larger than regulations permit and has sides which generally are also are not permitted. And as Mr. Nykerk said, your approval on May 27th had six specific conditions, including number four, the structure shall be removed if the present boat no longer exists. And five, sale or transfer of the boathouse to another owner or relocation would void the permit. Page four, in violation of your condition number five, Mr. Stillman advertised the boathouse for sale to potential buyers of his home, which is now for sale. The advertisement on the following page states specifically that the 20 by 40 foot floating boathouse may be purchased separately, as indicated by the green line. And what's important there is that boathouse is being offered for sale to potential buyers of the house. Page five, in September of this year, without your approval in violation of your condition number four, Mr. Stillman and Mr. Bunch first installed new pilings to secure the boathouse at the new location, moved the boathouse to the proposed new location, and later moved it back. The picture below, taken on September 3rd, is of the boathouse in its proposed new location. Importantly, this is also the view of Woodis Creek that Mr. and Mrs. Cummings will have from their deck if you approve Mr. Stillman's request. It is not the view that exists now or that existed when they purchased their property 2.5 years ago. Page six, we are, all four of us, alarmed at the possibility that Mr. Stillman will continue to ignore your decisions and will sell his property and boathouse to someone else. The new owners will then come here and ask for permission to keep it on Woodis Creek because, well, it's been here for years, and he or she paid good money for it. As adjacent property owners, my wife Rennie and I and Mr. and Mrs. Cummings all respectfully request that you deny Mr. Stillman's request and suggest that he do what another property owner on Woodis Creek has done with his historic wood boat. He keeps his boat in a rented covered slip at Horn Harbor Marina, which is about 3 miles and 10 minutes away. If you do decide to grant this request, we respectfully request that you enforce your decisions to ensure that Mr. Stillman will abide by them, and two, your permit be a lifetime permit for Mr. Stillman, after which the boathouse must be removed within 3 months, and B, that in any event, the boathouse must be removed before the cottage or house can be listed for sale. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today.
Any questions of Mr. Dutton? Thank you, Mr. Dutton. Anyone else in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland?
I move that we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second the motion. I think the existing regulations from the previous permitting will go with this one, and if for some reason he does break those violations, I'm sure it will be brought to the attention of this commission. We'll be able to deal with it at that time.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just think we need to be clear that in those staff recommendations, we are requiring that the existing permit conditions remain in force and effect, even at the new location.
For staff recommendation.
Further comment?
Question.
Question by Mr. Fox.
In the
directed to whom?
To Chip, really.
Mr. Nykirk.
In the current regulation on the current conditions of the permit, what happens if Mr. Stillman dies?
The permit conditions related to the location and the existence of the boat. But I think the boat has to stay with the boathouse. It's not necessarily Mr. Stillman. I mean, I don't know what his, whether any relatives or whatever would receive the boat and whether they'd, want to keep it there or not. But it has to be at that location, and it has to be used to protect that boat for the purpose of protecting that boat.
Mr. Shook?
So that if he wanted to sell the boat and the boathouse and the piece of property, he may do that.
He could sell it all, yes. But it would it can't be transferred to another owner without a permit modification.
And they would have to come in and ask
That's
for
correct.
A permit
That's correct.
To renew it.
That's correct.
In their name.
Okay. So his...
Mr. Fox.
So his proposal that Mr. Dutton has given us to sell the boathouse...
Separately.
Pardon?
Separately.
Does not indicate whether or whether or not the buyer would have to come to us, but under the conditions...
Under conditions he would.
The buyer would have to come to us.
And in conversations with Mr. Stillman, one of the reasons that it was listed like that was because he knew he couldn't sell it with the property like he normally would a boathouse.
Right.
He had to spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
Further comments? Is obviously and patently clear to me that Mr. Dutton does not like that structure, never has, never will, and I can understand that. But at the same time, we have to weigh everything involved. Well, it's true Mr. Dutton does have a boathouse on his premises. He observes or looks at this a little bit differently. My biggest concern, I'll be quite honest with me, is that I don't mean this in a flippant way, is not that Dutton's concerned, it is with this lady's concern. Her view certainly will be changed by the relocation. And also when the commission passed the initial measure, they indicated the specific location and it would not be moved. However, taking all this in consideration, I think staff has done a good job. The matter's before the commission. Further discussion, Mr. Tankard?
I guess in some ways I have misgivings as well about it. I mean, we had in May 27, 2003, the commission considered the original application and put these very specific stipulations, and that wasn't that long ago. And I feel as though those stipulations were very conditional to the permit, and now we're going to change the stipulations and move the boathouse. I have significant misgivings about doing so, and I'll vote against as a result.
Mr. Lane, then Mr. Robbins.
I too have misgivings. I feel like Mr. Stillman has not acted in good faith when he moved the boathouse to the proposed location without permission. Apparently installed pilings to accommodate that move. I don't think he acted in good faith. And now the new owners, the lady and her husband, will have an eyesore across the creek from them. So I really don't think he's acting in good faith, so I'm not comfortable with that.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I question the need to have a covered boathouse to afford additional protection to a painted wooden vessel in this case, but at the same time, the commission had already permitted the structure to specifically house this vessel. And as such, I think the modification, while it's inconsistent with the original conditions, would be essentially just transporting the original conditions to the property next door. And I would concur that, despite the misgivings I have about the need for the structure itself, it is already permitted. And so I would agree with staff's assessment of the situation, and I will support the motion.
Mr. Fox?
Well, Mr. Chairman, very, very much in line with your comments of the new view that Mr. and Mrs. Cummins will have. I do note that from the pictures that Mr. Dutton gave us, Mr. Dutton's view is of the narrow part of the boathouse. But when the boathouse is relocated, Mr. and Mrs. Cummins view the boathouse from the side, which is a longer view, and which makes it, to my mind, more objectionable, not less. And it also appears to be somewhat farther from the shore, at least from the pictures that we've given here, which makes it more objectionable from a view situation. So I guess I'm uncomfortable with it at the moment. I don't know whether it could be placed closer to the shore and therefore more hidden by the trees. I just don't know.
Further comment?
You could get the drawing up, plan drawing overhead.
This is the current location and orientation, and it'll be placed on the inboard side of that finger pier there, essentially almost 90 degrees. It is now.
Would the applicant have a problem with moving it to the right side of the main stem of the pier, so they wouldn't be looking at it broad view?
Exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know if that helps or hurts the situation from the...
you'd probably be able to answer that better.
You mean along here?
I mean, I don't know if that helps or not.
It's 6 to 1/2 dozen to the other,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Are you showing where the red arrow is going to, right on this side?
Yeah.
On
that side. I don't know if that improves or hurts that view from it, from your property.
Neither one are.
Is there any preference, though?
Well,
it'd be slightly further from you, but it might be more that you're looking more at the side of it.
Up the creek, and either way, it's really. Neither one
are
preferable.
Okay, that's just an idea.
Mr. Chairman,
Dr. McConaughey,
where is the Cummings property?
I believe it's this parcel. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Just a little further up.
Up here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, the boathouse would be sitting like this if it was permitted there, or the alternative would have been here that we're discussing.
Chip, do we have an overhead similar to this? This is from 2003, but do we have one similar to this that shows the boathouse sitting there?
No, I don't. I've got the direct overhead, but I don't know that helps you a whole lot. This is it here,
okay,
with the boathouse in place here, and the location where I was talking about is on the inboard side of that finger pier.
Further comments or questions? Mr. Holland.
I look at it this way. The applicant came to us and wanted to build an open-sided boathouse. I would assume we could give him a permit. Man has constructed the boathouse, put it on floating, so he doesn't have the height that a regular boathouse would have, so he's narrowing the view obstruction a great deal there. And what does the applicant do with the boathouse if he denied his project? Is it going to tear it down?
Well, according to the conditions that are present, he's going to have to dispose of it some way, and I would presume that destruction of it would be an option.
Maybe put a motor on it. Put numbers on it and declare it a
vessel. And in all due respect, that could possibly be done. But
I just feel that we should
going back to my motion, I feel we should grant the applicant the right to move the boathouse to it, because he's selling the property and the dock and everything. So that's all I have to say.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda.
Who's
Mr. Bowden? Mr. Fox?
No.
Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Mr. Lane?
No.
Dr. McConaughey?
Aye.
Mr. Robbins?
Aye.
Mr. Schick?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Commissioner votes no. 5-4. The no's are Fox, Lane, Tankard, and Bowman. Very good debate on both sides.